but he doesn't. And I just want to read one paragraph. She gives a bunch of details to back up that assertion that Zuck could do more to stop online child sexual abuse, but he doesn't. Here's what Haley McNamara writes. Instagram, which I hope everyone by now understands, Instagram is part of Facebook Meta. So Instagram is owned by Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, let's go again. Instagram recommended 1.4 million potentially dangerous adults to teens in a single day. Meta had a you can't even believe this. I have trouble even reading this out loud, but I'm gonna keep going. Meta had a 17 strikes policy before suspending accounts flagged for engaging in sex trafficking. 17 strikes, and you're out. Continuing, Meta's AI chatbot was intentionally built with guidelines permitting, quote, romantic or sensual, unquote, conversations with minors. And a child safety group report found that only 17% of Instagram's safety features for teens actually worked. And that's just one paragraph in Haley McNamara's column. And I'd recommend it, if you're interested in this topic, go and read more about that. There's also a link to a Wall Street Journal article. It's a gift link, so you'll get past the paywall. This is dated April 29, 2026, and the headline is How YouTube Took Over the American Classroom. And so this one, just so everybody knows, YouTube is owned by Google. So all the harms that come off of Instagram are owned by Mark Zuckerberg, and all the harms that come off of YouTube are all Google's responsibility. So again, how YouTube took over the American classroom, and the pull quote is, parents find their kids captive to the video streaming site on their school-issued devices. For one, it was 13,000 YouTube videos in 3 months. And again, you can click into that and get the details. So just what Julie Scalfa was saying in the interview, schools are issuing devices that have YouTube built into them, and it's the school-issued device that becomes the portal to all of the horrific content that Google is happy to send out over its toxic sludge factory called YouTube, that is weaponized with an algorithm that sends users, including kids, the worst content possible because growth at any cost, and it keeps them engaged. If it harms kids, Google doesn't care. If it harms kids, Zuckerberg doesn't care. Actually, he does care in a perverted way. He cares to know that it's harming kids and in enabling his growth. He wants to do more of it, according to the whistleblowers. This is what we're up against, friends. Absolutely depraved, irredeemably corrupt, multi-trillion dollar industry led by leaders that have not a shred of ethics or morals inside of them. I'm just speaking based on the output of their actions. Who can say what goes on inside the souls of these guys? But I can look at the results of their actions and say that there are no ethics that I can see. It's outrageous that this is the power center. And so I wish Julie Scalfo and Mama all the best. All of the groups out there that are building a resistance to big tech, I am totally in favor of. And I hope that this show is something that you can share with your family, your friends, your extended family. Make sure they listen to this so they know about these resources and they know there's a way to keep their kids safe. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, friends, you know exactly what to do. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And we'll go out to a song by the Juliana Hatfield Three. I hope you have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time.
And good evening, friends. How are you? I'm fine. This show is called It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music, which we bring you, we, meaning me and my imaginary friend here, bring you every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Thank you so much for joining, both of us. And we're going to start tonight's show with a couple of spacey tracks. We'll start quietly tonight. No guarantees that it's going to stay that way. It probably won't stay that way. But a couple, they're kind of short, so I'm going to play two of them in a row. I generally don't do that because I usually play longer tracks, but we'll hear two short ones. First one is going to be from Joel Fireman and Jan Irsen. I don't know much about Jan. That's actually a pseudonym, and I don't remember what his real name is. But Joel is a composer and electronic musician, keyboard player. And we're going to hear a track from an album called Racine Synthétique from 2022. I'm going to follow that up with a Japanese piece, and I'll tell you more about that on the other side. Thank you.
Thank you.
And two tracks there that I would place on the space rock branch of the prog rock family tree. We heard first a short piece from Joel Fireman and Jan Irsen, the title track from the album Racine Synthétique, Synthetic Roots, I believe, is what that would be in English. 2022 release. Again, that's the title of the track I played and also the title of that album. And following that, a band that I guess probably is no stranger to many of you. They've been played a lot here at FMU. The band we just heard, which was Kikagaku Moyo, who are Japanese. And we heard a track from the album House in the Tall Grass, released in 2016, I would say. We heard a track called Trad from that Tokyo-based group. All right. We're going to go to Brazil now, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to hear a group. I've seen these guys referred to as the Gentle Giant of Brazil. Now, first of all, that gets them an automatic play on this show. Second of all, it seems reasonably accurate. Definitely some commonalities between these folks and Gentle Giant. Gentle Giant being one of the greatest of all prog rock groups. We're going to hear a track. The band is, I didn't actually say the name of the band, did I? Terreno Baldio. And again, they're Brazilian. We're going to hear a track from a 1975 album, self-titled album from 75. I think it was reissued a few years ago. Do I even need to say that? Everything has been reissued in the last few years, including this one. So this will be a piece from that Brazilian group, Terreno Baldio. Thank you. And again, that's the group Terreno Baldio from Brazil. Heard a track from their self-titled album released in 1975, and the track was Esto é o Lugar. And yes, very, very Gentle Giant influence. Someone on the comments board mentioned that, given that this was in 1975, that's very close to, you know, who influenced who. But Gentle Giant, I think, clearly were in that game a little bit earlier, but a great track from a great group. Now, I occasionally play things, not very often, but I occasionally play things that are definitely not prog by any stretch, but are in unusual time signatures, just because, you know, we like to encourage that kind of behavior around here. And I'm going to play one of those now. So, very brief backstory on this. So today is May 4th. In the U.S., that's 5-4, and a lot of nerds. This does not include me. Call it Star Wars Day, because May the 4th be with you, right? However, a lot of music people, on the other hand, call today Dave Brubeck Day, because it's 5-4, and Dave Brubeck famously did the piece. Didn't write it, mind you, but did the piece. Take Five, which is in 5-4 time. So I thought, well, I should play something in 5-4. I mean, I play lots of things in 5-4 time, but today I'm going to play something in 5-4 time specifically because it's 5-4. The date is 5-4. And I'm going to play this. This is a track from one of my very favorite albums in the universe. Not by any remote stretch of the imagination is it prog, but it is in 5-4, and it's a great track, and it's very impressive, actually, that they play in 5-4 in this track. It is by The Slits.
Yeah.
Well done. Instant hit by the Slits with the great, great, great Budgie on drums. Not to discount the contributions of the actual band members, the Slits, but the drumming on that album by Budgie is absolutely superb. Instant hits from the album Cut by the Slits. Certainly one of the greatest albums of the late 70s, let's say. All right, then. We're going to hear a track now from a German group called Peter Strom, Strom. And it's not a person, but a band. And what can I tell you about it? It's led by a guy named Peter Frohmader, who many of you may know. And I'm going to play a track from a collection that was released, in the early 2000s. No, maybe a little bit later, maybe in the later 2000s. Anyway, this record was a collection of jam sessions that they had dug up and thought were worthy of release, and I agree that they were. So there are a bunch of untitled pieces. The album is called Free Electric Rock, and it's very krautrock, space rock, I guess, and we're going to hear a track from it. The tracks, again, are untitled, and we're going to hear a piece called Track 5 from Peter Strom. Yes, indeed. Music there from the group Peter Strom, which is a trio led by, as I mentioned, Peter Frohmader, who plays guitars on that piece. He was also a visual artist. He was had his fingers in many pies, and in addition to being a musician, he was a pretty well-known visual artist. And again, that was a track, an untitled track. Well, it's titled Track 5 from the record Free Electric Rock, which was released a few years ago, again, from old rehearsal tapes. Pretty good. Those must have been great rehearsals. I need to tell you about this. WFMU's print magazine, Lowest Common Denominator, is now accepting submissions for issue 31, which is coming out this summer. This issue, the theme of the issue is freeform, meaning there is no theme. There have been themes to the last couple of issues, but not this one. And we're looking for the following: visual work, comics, illustration, collage, photography, design, etc. One page or partial page is preferred for the size of the thing, and writing submissions up to 500 words are also welcome. If you have any questions, email the following address, lcd@wfmu.org, lcd@wfmu.org. Submit your work, please, at the following website, wfmu.org/lcd, wfmu.org/lcd. Deadline is Friday, May 15th. Do it now. LCD is a great magazine, and you should be in it. All right, I'm going to play something else that is, you know, probably not prog proper, but I have to play this. So I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about the band Chicago, and the band Chicago seems to be mostly remembered for the sort of middle-of-the-road hits they released in the 70s and 80s and probably 90s, who knows. And, you know, some of which were okay. But their very early, their very first first two or three albums were very different. They were much more adventurous and really, really great, more musicianly, you know, although there were a few actually huge hits on the first few Chicago albums. But, you know, they were more serious at that point, I would say. And as proof of that, I'm going to play this. This is a really shocking piece. This is from the first album by the band Chicago. Initially, they were called Chicago Transit Authority. I guess they had to change their name. They're known now as Chicago with that logo that they print on every damn album. But on the first album, in addition to all the songs and jazzy compositions, was this piece. Now, the guitarist in Chicago, a guy named Terry Kath, who died tragically young of a gunshot wound, long story, really, really, really great guitarist, and it's just terribly sad that he died at such a young age because he was a monster on the guitar. So on the first Chicago album, in addition to all the songs, is a piece called Freeform Guitar, and what it is like 7 minutes of freeform guitar, of noise on guitar. It's just an incredible thing that these guys put that track, you know, put this piece of music on this, you know, rock album on what the heck label was it on? I don't remember what label that Chicago was on. Columbia? I don't remember. Anyway, it's really something and very progressive. I mean, to do something like this was just incredibly brave and adventurous. So I'm going to play, and it's rarely heard anywhere. I think it has been played here in FMU, but not very often. So we're going to play it now. Freeform Guitar is the title. It's a freeform solo by guitarist Terry Kath from the first Chicago album. pretty incredible piece. Freeform guitar. Freeform guitar as performed by Terry Kath of Chicago on the first Chicago album, which was called Chicago Transit Authority. 7 minutes or so of noise guitar. Incredible. All right, enough fun and games. We're going to now hear music from Chile, or Chile, if you prefer. It was here a minute ago. There we go. We're going to hear something from a group called Abrete Gandul, he said in his generic foreign accent. And this will be a piece from a 2011 album. And I'll tell you more about it on the other side. But here's what it sounds like. And music there from Chile, from the group Abrete Gandul. We heard a piece called Consecuencia Natural. And that leaves me with about a minute and a half. Not enough time to play another track, but enough time to make this important announcement. We're now accepting table reservations for the WFMU Record Fair. The fair is returning to the Metropolitan Pavilion in New York City for a three-day fair in November, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're looking for new dealers. So if you've got a pile of records and CDs you've been looking to sell off, this will be the perfect time and place for you to do that. We're also looking for non-vinyl dealers, comics, zines, jewelry, art, clothing, whatever you got. For more information, contact Record Fair Director Matt Warwick, or Warwick, as he's called in the UK, at the following email address, recfair@wfmu.org, recfair, R-E-C-F-A-I-R, at wfmu.org, to find out more about the Record Fair, which is coming, again, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, at the Metropolitan Pavilion on West 18th Street in Manhattan. I need to tell you right now that you very wisely are tuned to listener support at WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week. Have a great one. And here comes Amanda.
Out here in the field.